السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, let's correct our intention. This is the program الدرة الفردة شرح قصيدة البردة, the exclusive pearl, explaining and detailing the stanzas of قصيدة بردة. What should be our intention? Well, our intention should be a few intentions in one. One is it should be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Any act, when it is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ideally we are not going to engage in that which is going to displease Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's not going to bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or at least we are going to try and please our sustainer. That's the first. Then after that, to see how we can really bring about that change which is going to draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this year, you say we are doing Qasida Burda. How is this going to allow us, enable us, equip us to become better worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal? How is it going to bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then if you just see Allama Busayri rahimullah's history and how we got about, today we're going to be discussing stanza number 8. So how we got to the stanza, the build up to it, we've seen the feebleness of Allama Busayri rahimullah. We've seen his desire, his passion. We've seen his real love, deep love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the cream of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, leave alone the entire creation. Anbiya alayhi wasallam, they are the best. And then when you look at the cream of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, it is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to the entire universe. So, time not stipulated, place not stipulated, race not stipulated, entire universe, this is the mercy. It is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we understood that Allama Busayri rahimullah's condition, feebleness, weakness, and then how he comes out of it by saying these poems, these stanzas, and in that pain he then falls asleep, dreams of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the shawl is placed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream. When Allama Busayri rahimullah wakes up, then the shawl is witnessed there. And this then, afterwards, he is absolutely fine walking about. So this shifa that comes about from this. And these were couplets. And this is what it is, showing, expressing our love for Allah Azza wa Jal encompasses our determination in following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, instruction is given to who? To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Instruction, قُلْ, you say to us, to the ummah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, you must follow me. You must follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely, immaculately, totally. Then yuhbibkumullah, Allah will make you beloved, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sin. This is mentioned in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 31. Now moving forward, based on this, these are our principles. That's why we don't mind repeating it, because this is our foundational principles, which is going to allow us, enable us to become successful in this world and the year after, and in between the transitory period, and that is your barzakh, that is the qabr. So in these three levels, on these three stages, we want to become successful. Where does it lie? It lies in acquiring the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this, we are learning a lot of lessons. In this too, we are learning words, new words of Arabic, how it is applied. Mufti Ridha al-Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, in his kitab, Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatul Burda, is showing us this word comes in this verse, this word comes in this hadith, this is this hadith. Yes, sometimes the hadith is so profound. All the ahadith, authentic ahadith, they are all profound. The speech of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was profound, as well as the Quran Sharif. So like this, we are learning new ahadith, we are learning new vocab, we are learning new verses, which previously, not new, but in the sense new, where we didn't know the meaning, now we know it. And this is how this verse has this word, and this is what this word gives in this scenario. So alhamdulillah, it is jam-packed with a whole load of interesting events, incidents, ahadith, mubarakah. This is our objective here. Otherwise, for those who are just following, going on, you may think, but this is not so interesting. But that's because we never set, perhaps clearly, previously, our intention of why we are embarking on this journey. So now that it's clear, we come to stanza number 8. But let's just reflect and go back to stanza number 7. In stanza number 7, remember, وَأَثْبَتَ الْوَجْدُ خَطَّي عَبْرَةٍ وَضَنَى. The grief of love has left two lines of tears and feebleness. مِثْلَ الْبَهَارِ عَلَى خَدَّيْكَ وَالْعَنَمْ. So this then, similar to the Allama Busayri rahimullah gives this similitude, and he says this is similar to the yellow rose. Yellow rose, we said, pale face. When your face is pale, what does it mean? There's the blood flow is not moving so well. There's some disturbance in that blood flow. Why is there disturbance in the blood flow? There's something related emotionally, some disturbance, some depression that is taking place. The face is gone pale. So Allama Busayri rahimullah compares it to the pale face, the yellow rose. Why is this here? So the yellow rose in terms of its color and not in terms of its size, remember that. As well as wal-anam, that is the red tree. Red tree because you are looking at these tears mixed with blood and all of this, the blood of wounds. Not physically, but the blood of wounds emotionally. All of this is causing this redness. Therefore, Allama Busayri rahimullah is comparing it to the red tree. So here is, let's put you in the scene. Allama Busayri rahimullah is sitting here in the Supreme Court, High Court, Supreme Court. And he's trying to say that he's absolutely fine. There's no real signs of this here. But the witnesses are speaking out. The witnesses are speaking out. And there we gave you the tears, the feebleness, these are all clear-cut signs. And this is prevalent not via the witness of someone else. This is on the very same body of Allama Busayri rahimullah. And they are testifying that this man loves Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam deeply. So we're coming now. Let's introduce to you stanza number 8. نعم صرا طيف من أهوى فرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. نعم صرا طيف من أهوى فرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. So نعم, you know that means yes. Let's give you the Urdu translation because this will be the most closest. So ha, such hai, main muhabbat ka iqrar karta hu, mujhe raat ke waqt uska khyal aa gaya jisse main muhabbat karta hu, to us khyal ne meri neend ura di aur muhabbat insaan aur lazzaton ke darmiyan dard ke zariya rukawat ban jati hai. He's saying yes, na'am, yes, you know na'am, yes, 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 thoughts of the beloved came to me and kept me awake. وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. And love transforms pleasure into pain. And love transforms pleasure into pain. That's the English translation. Now let's analytically look at these words. When you look at na'am, na'am, if you ask a person, هَلْ صَلَّيْتَ? Did you read perform salah? The person replies, Na'am, yes. So it can either affirm what has been questioned, or it can also negate what has been questioned. That's one power of na'am. So you ask, hal sallaita, did you read salah? You say yes. And if you ask the opposite, you didn't read salah. Na'am. You didn't read salah. So you say na'am. So that means the person didn't read salah. He's saying yes. So did you read salah? Na'am, yes. So he's affirming. And also for the negative, you didn't read salah. Na'am. So it's also testifying to the fact that he did not read salah. So it can either approve in the negative sense or in the positive sense, both. Now let's bring along another word which is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. That is bala. Bala, and you ask, what's the difference between bala and na'am? If you look in, let's introduce it to you, bala. يَجْعَلُ الْمَنْفِيَ مُثْبَتًا. It makes the negative positive. This is a quality and a power of bala. It makes the negative positive. You know Ahde Alast. Ahde Alast was, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the verse of the Quran Sharif and speaks about this here. Alastu bi Rabbikum? Allah Azza wa Jal asked you. And remember, at this given time, Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing, you are not born as yet in your physical strong structure that you are in now. But Allah Azza wa Jal, you are in Alam-e-Arwah. Alam-e-Arwah. Allah Azza wa Jal asked you, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer? Qalu bala. They all said bala. Who's dead? Why not? Definitely. This verse comes in Surah Al-A'raf. There's an interesting tafsir. And you can see the tafsir in a simple and a well-collected tafsir, which is mentioned by Mufti Shafi Saab rahimullah in his Ma'ariful Quran. So qalu bala. Now what's, if we have to say, what is the difference between na'am and bala? So one difference is this: bala, it makes the negative positive. So look, the question is in the negative sense. Alastu bi Rabbikum? Alastu. Am I not? Not, you know, in English is negative. Am I not your sustainer? So qalu na'am. They said bala. Now if we, it's not like this in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172. There's bala. There's no na'am. But just say we had to put na'am. So what would this mean then? It would mean alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer? When you said na'am, it's testifying and you are saying that wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, protect us, protect us. But in that sense, it would give the opposite meaning. And I don't want to say it because it wouldn't feel too, it's not a good thing to say. Alastu bi Rabbikum? Qalu bala. Although it's not kufr to say, right? Naqlul kufr laysa bi kufrin. To share with you the words of other people's kufr, that's mentioned in the Quran Sharif also. That is not kufr. But just to keep our healthy state for now, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer? Qalu bala. They all said, yes, why not? Bala is used. We all said it, bala, yes. And just a point of reflection and we can continue from there. If you see from my life, your life, are we really determined? We made that covenant. We signed that pact. And we said we are going to become the loyal slaves of Allah, which is our job identity, which is our job description. Are we really, this is a question to your heart, to my heart, are we really living up to that which we had signed off? And we said we are going to live as loyal slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. For the very same purpose Allah has created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So, Bala, we explaining to you. So, Na'am, we said to you, yes. And yes can either affirm a negative or a positive that is determined on the question that is being posed. Let's look at another example. This example you are familiar with because, mashallah, you are reading Surah Al-Mulk every night. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. See, it's in the negative sense. Did no warner come to you? أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Did no warner come to you? قَالُوا بَلَى. They will say bala. They said bala. They said means, it's in the past tense, قَالُوا. So you may ask this question that it's still going to come. So why are we saying, why is it in the past tense? Qalu is bala, qalu is past tense. So why is it? Because it's so certain, it's as if though it happened already. Qalu bala. They said, yes, why not? A warner did come to us. Did no warner come to you? Bala. But you couldn't use na'am. If you said na'am, then it meant a warner didn't come to you. Understand the difference. So that's Surah Al-Mulk, chapter 67, verse 8 and 9, right? So you've understood Na'am. Let's move on. The stanza, you know, stanza number 8. Na'am sara tayfu man ahwa fa'araqqani. Yes. To put you in the scene, Alama Busayri rahimullah, he's now given up trying to conceal this love. And he's now come out point blank saying, you know what? It's clear. I can't deny no more. Na'am, I'm guilty. Na'am, yes. Sara taifu man ahwa. Now let's go into this word, sara. Sara, you'll see well, if you go into Surah Al-Fajr. Surah Al-Fajr, and if you turn to verse number 4. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَصْرَ. What's the meaning of this? And the night when it moves, and by night. Allah Azza wa Jal is taking an oath. وَاللَّيْلِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is taking an oath. وَاللَّيْلِ. So وَاللَّيْلِ, and by the night when it, إِذَا Yasr, idha yasr, it contains that C in raw. So if you're going to go into the grammar, it's going to become a little bit more complicated for the general listener. So we'll just say to see seen and raw. And if you see sara, it has seen and raw. Seen and raw, there and ya. So that's your root. We look focusing on this ya. Wallayli idha yasr, and by the night when it moves away. So ya. What conclusion can we come to, O listener? It comes to, the conclusion that we come to is moves, to move. Na'am sara, something that moves, yes. Sara taifu, who's moving? We're coming to that. Let's focus on sara. And by the night, when it moves away, then if you look at the next, another verse which contains these, I told you, focus on these letters, common letters. Seen, ra, ya. We can look at this here. If you turn to chapter number 17, so that's just before Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Isra. You know the major, beautiful journey which the West tries to imitate so much, but they can never get right except for their movies. You know all their movies of going to the moon and all of those lies. But anyways, the reality is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a journey, and this journey took place. You know the first verse of Surah Al-Isra. This had taken place. Where did this take place? It took place, started off in Masjid Al-Haram. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then went to Masjid Al-Aqsa. From Masjid Al-Aqsa into the heavens, this journey took place. Now when you see, Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi. So pure is he who made, Asra is our focal attention is placed on this word, Asra. Asra What is the meaning of Asra? To transport by night, to move by night. Allah Azza wa Jal, Asra, transported his servant Laylam min al-Masjid al-Haram. And Asra, it also has this dimension of traveling by night. So traveling by night. You may pose this question if you are really focusing. You could ask this question, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Pure is he who has made his servant travel at night. So if we said this word asra already contains the traveling by night, then why has Allah Azza wa Jal? You can't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a given. But to understand and to go into the details of it, Asra already contains it. And we know Allah Azza wa Jal is totally apt in his kalam. So Laylan is brought, everything has a meaning in it. Laylan is brought again, even though Asra contained the travel by night, but Laylan is brought to show you that it was not the entire night, but just a portion of the night, this great beautiful journey which the West totally rejects and wants to make us believe that they are landing on the moon and they brought sand from this planet and that planet and they are making efforts to move to this planet and that planet. Can't happen. Allah speaks of earth, and this is where we are. They can thrill you, because they've been thrilling you so much in their thriller movies, that they are also starting to believe that they can change the world in this sense, and have their own little circle or world and bubble which they want to make you and corrupt you in. But anyways, Asra has the meaning of night, travel by night. Laylan was brought to show you it's not the entire night. This journey took place definitely, and not even the entire night, but just a portion of the night. That is Asra. So that great journey of Miraj, which you have understood and you know very well, alhamdulillah. So this is where that word Sara comes in. And that's where this word also is being used here, Na'am Sara. Yes, this where Allama Busayri Rahimullah is referring to. Thoughts of the beloved came. Yes, it came. Now Taifu, let's focus on Taifu for a moment. Before we go to that, there's one or two things we need to explain to you about this word Sara. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu once came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the narrator in this hadith. Sa'id ibn al-Harith. Sa'id ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu qal, he says, Sa'alna Jabir ibn Abdullah anis salah. He says, we asked Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu with regards to Salah. And this asked regarding Anis Salah fi thawbil wahid, in a single garment. Faqal, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu mentions this. Yeah. See, it's experiences. He mentions, فَقَالْ خَرَجْتُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي بَعْضِ أَصْفَارِهِ. So I traveled with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during some of his journeys. Fajitu laylatan. One night I came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li ba'di amri, for some purpose of mine. Fawajadtuhu yusalli, and I found Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading salah. وَعَلَيَّ ثَوْبٌ وَاحِدٌ, and upon me was one thawb. فَاشْتَمَلْتُ بِهِ, and the single garment, it covered my shoulders. وَصَلَّيْتُ إِلَى جَانِبِهِ, I prayed on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side. فَلَمَّنْ صَرَفَ, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his salah, he asked this question, قال ما السرى يا جابر ما السرى يا جابر What has brought you here? This is it. ما السرى يا جابر How was So here also you look at it from this dimension. ما السرى You travel by night. How was it? What's brought you here? And also added to that is the dimension of night which we are focusing on. ما السرى يا جابر The travel by night, how was it? ما السرى Give us information and the reason why you've come here. So there's the word سين را يا ما السرى So يا نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فرقني Yes, thoughts of the beloved had come to me and it kept me awake. So that's سرى So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then advised. So we're not going to go into the details of that hadith because then it's going to confuse you a little bit. We just want to highlight to you this word which we've learned today. Travel by night. Sara. Asra. Then if you look at another narration too. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With this word we are speaking about Sara. And it's also to give you this way it is some pain that has been removed. Pain. But here in this hadith, we're going to be focusing on the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pain or stress or worry, concern that has been removed. So we're turning to the narration of Bukhari Sharif. In the previous one, we saw the narration was also Bukhari Sharif, hadith 361. Here we are looking at another hadith 3206. Who is the narrator? It is Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha. Qalat, she says, Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza ra'a makhilatan fi sama. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see a cloud, he would see a cloud in the sky. Aqbala wa adbara, just a cloud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to and from. And continuously go in this manner. وَدَخَلَ وَخَرَجَ Enter and exit. وَتَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُهُ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's color of his face would change. See, just ponder, if you go to the previous, that pale face. And here also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face would change when he saw that there was a cloud in the sky. This is how concerned he was for this ummah. That the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were there at the time must not be harmed. No punishment must come. And this would cause that we see clouds in the sky. We are totally excited. Now look here. What was the reason for this? Sayyida Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu mentions, فَإِذَا أَمْطَرَتِ السَّمَاءُ سُرِّيَ عَنْهُ Surya, focus on that word, Surya عَنْهُ So when rain would come from the skies, that stress would all be gone now. It would be removed, that worry, concern. The wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعَرَفَتْهُ عَيْشَةُ ذَلِكَ Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha would notice this, yeah, would notice that stress. She was very, very deep in understanding of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's actions, emotions, what is happening. So she notices this. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then say, مَا أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمٌ How this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it may be similar to what happened to this nation. And they, Allah Azza wa Jal refers to it in the Quran Sharif, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ And when they would see this in the sky, they would think, no, this rain is going to bring us, this cloud is going to bring us rain. Allah Azza wa Jal then says, Nay, but it is that which you are asking to be hastened, a wind wherein there is severe torment. A wind wherein there is a severe torment. So this is Sahih Bukhari Sharif narration. So surya anhu, it means to remove some pain, to remove some anxiety, some stress. So when that cloud presented rain, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at ease. Moving on, na'am sara. Na'am sara. Let's move to taifun. Taifun. If you turn to the verse of the Quran Sharif, and we are looking at verse 201 of the Quran Sharif. Verse 201 of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Those people who are Allah fearing, Allah wala, you say, the Allah walas, Allah fearing, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. So yeah, إِذَا مَسَّهُ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. What's the meaning? When they are touched by a visit from shaitan, تذكروا, they become conscious, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and their eyes open up. At once they are watchful, all of a sudden, hey, shaitan, he's plugging these thoughts in my mind. You know, they call it earplugs, so you're plugged into that Satanist way. Headphones, everything plugged in. All of this knocked from the front, from the back, from inner, outer, every way. Your blood must be filled with all the propaganda and all the falsehood so that you can be ripped off iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Surely those who are Allah fearing, Allah walas, God fearing. Allah fearing, we say, rather is better. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. When they are touched by a visit from shaitan, تَذَكَّرُوا, they become conscious. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And at once, their eyes open up. They are watchful. You know, in English you say, that's when my eyes opened up. So it doesn't mean literally eyes opening up. It means you become so alert. That after that accident, my eyes opened up. Now I must drive carefully. So this word, ta'ifun. Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haqsab Damat Barakatuh says, in one qiraat, this word is not ta'ifun, but it's ta'ifun in one qiraat. In the Quran Sharif, ta'ifun, that's correct. But if you just look at it from this dimension, where we said in our stanza, na'am sara ta'ifun man ahwa, نعم سرى طيف من أهوى. Yes, thoughts of the beloved came. So here when you are saying طيف in this verse, if you have to look at it from this angle, طيف, إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طيف من الشيطان. So it is طيف, but according to one قراءت, it is طيف. How will you then translate it then? You'll translate it then, when, because we said, طَيْفٌ means thoughts. طَيْفٌ means thoughts. So when the Allah walas, when the Allah fearing are touched by thoughts from shaitan, تَذَكَّرُوا, they go into this mode of alertness. I have to be awake. I have to be alert. I have to be worried. This is a thought from shaitan. تَذَكَّرُوا, they become conscious. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and at once they are watchful. So this is طَيْفٌ. طَيْفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Thoughts from shaitan. That's how we're going to. If you see طَوَفَ, you go for tawaf. You are circling the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. So how does this have the link with shaitan? Because shaitan's whispers, shaitan waswasa, his whisper and his whispers, it comes to you constantly. He's trying to plug you into that mode of Satanism, fire, putting these evil thoughts. Constantly he's circling constantly is circling you with these thoughts of kufr and evil and all of this. This is how we go, how you apply that word there. Man ahwa, we've done the word ahwa before. La tahwa anfusukum. That which your hearts desire. That is the meaning of when you're looking at it, ahwa. So it means love, desires. Let's look at the verse of verse 87, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ اسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. So whenever a prophet came to them with that which did not meet with their desires, or your desires, if you're translating, لا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ, which did not meet with your desire, what happened? You grew استكبرتم, you grew arrogant. That's verse 87, Surah Al-Baqarah. Moving on. Araqqani. Araqqani means to stay up. Neen uradena. To stay up. So what had... Let's look at this word here. Araqqa. It kept Allama Busayri Rahimullah awake. If you look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah Azza wa Jal gives the qualities in the Quran Sharif. How beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And this year, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhu makes dua and he says, Allah humko bi ishq haqiqi se nawaze. Ameen. Ya Allah, you give us the true reality of love. What is love for Allah Azza wa Jal? Turn to verse 17 and 18 of Surah Al-Dhariyat. Kanu qaleelan min al-layli. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, Surah Al-Dhariyat, there are those, they sleep, they used to sleep very little, absolutely little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this about وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And hours before dawn, they would be engaging in istighfar. Hours before dawn, they're engaging in istighfar. So verses 17 and 18, Surah Al-Dhariyat. Sleep little, hours before dawn, they're making istighfar, moments before dawn. And if you want, turn to Surah Al-Sajda. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says to you about these qualities. What inspires a person to wake up? There must be some love that's keeping this person awake. So this year is true love. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum's love for Allah Azza wa Jal, we spoke to you on that level. فَأَرَقَّنِي. So this is what kept me up. Allama Abu Sayyiri rahimahullah is saying, نَعَمْ سَرَى طَيْفُ مَنْ أَهْوَى فَأَرَقَّنِي. Yes, thoughts of the beloved came to me and it kept me up at night. I couldn't sleep. I'm admitting to it now. I'm not denying it anymore. Then we go on to the next portion of this. So, still we are busy with stanza number 8. So yeah, وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. And love, it transforms pleasure into pain. Love transforms pleasure into pain. This narration here is mentioned and beautifully mentioned. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this word arada. So, وَالْحُبُّ, you understand it's love. يَعْتَرِضُ, just focus, عَيْن, رَا, ضَاد. عَيْن, رَا, and ضَاد. These are the three letters, root letters you're going to focus on. So it means to offer, it means to present. And here we said transform, but look at it from this angle here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is narration of Tirmidhi, the chapter on zuhd, on abstinence. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي لِيَجْعَلَ لِي بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا. Allah presented, offered me, my sustainer offered me to turn the valley of Makkah into gold. Qultu, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Look at his zuhd, abstinence. La ya Rabbi, No, my sustainer. ولكن أشبع يوما وأجوع يوما. I prefer to stay hungry one day, to eat one day, and to stay hungry one day. I prefer to eat one day, full, be satisfied one day with food, and one day I stay hungry. One day full, one day hungry. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says then, فَإِذَا جُعْتُ, when I'm hungry, تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ, when I'm hungry, it puts me into that state of need. And then وَذَكَرْتُكَ, I remember you. وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ, when I'm then full, satiated, شَكَرْتُكَ, then I express gratitude. وَحَمِدْتُكَ, and then I praise you. When I'm hungry, it draws me to that state of need. Then I remember you. When I'm filled, then it draws me to that state of shukr, gratitude. This is Allah Azza wa Jal's beloved and the cream of the creation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we are focusing on here. Al-ladhat, if you see al-ladhat, if you go to the verse of the Quran Sharif, Surah Muhammad. So here, if you see in the Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda. There is a mistake with this reference here. It says the reference is given, and I just go to it. Let's see if we can find it here. Yes, here's it here. So the reference here is given Suratul Ahqaf, verse 15. But change that Suratul Ahqaf and put Surah Muhammad, and there is chapter 47, verse 15. So the reference there was a mistake in the reference. It's not Suratul Ahqaf, it is Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 15. Allah Azza wa Jal gives a description of the different rivers in Jannah. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, a description of the paradise that is promised for the Allah Wala. Remember we spoke about Allah Wala, yeah. For the God-fearing, for the Allah-fearing, better to say. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ, in there are rivers of water, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ, and in there are rivers of milk, لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, its taste does not go bad, it does not expire. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ, and rivers of wine. You stayed away from wine in this world, O Ummah. There is going to be rivers of wine for you. لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, it's going to taste delicious to the drinkers. Go speak to the drinkers. They say it tastes absolutely horrific and totally bad. And you don't want to drink it, but they love the feeling it gives. Allah says, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, that wine is going to be delicious for the drinkers. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, so just to go back, لَذَّة means something delicious. وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ, here we are busy with the plural of لَذَّة. So love transforms pleasures, بِالْأَلَمْ, and that is pain. To finish that verse which we are busy with, verse 15 of Surah Muhammad, وَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, and rivers of honey, fully purified. And Allah Azza wa Jal then says, gives other scenes of Jannah, and at the end also, what is the condition of the disbeliever? What drinks will he be given then? So you can see that in your own time, verse 15, Surah Muhammad, chapter 47. The last word which we want to focus on is alam. Alam means pain. And there, وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ, love transforms pleasures into pain. What does this mean? So if you look at the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 104. So it's used in the present and future tense. So it's called ta'lamuna in that case, for those who are not acquainted with Arabic. إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ. So, if you suffer, then they suffer as you suffer. If you suffer, then they suffer as you suffer. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, while you hope from Allah what they do not hope. That's the distinguishing factor. That's what makes us different. They are suffering, but their suffering is even more multiplied. They do not have hope in Allah. Whilst the Palestinians are facing such brutality at its worst, they still have hope in Allah, and that what makes them stand. They then find ways. Imagine the Mujahideen. They are finding ways to present, to manufacture in total rubble, improvised explosives, devices, with those devices which the rogue terrorists were using. Now they are manufacturing these. It's just mind-blowing. In that total state of despair, they are manufacturing bombs. To give you a summary and to give you the end of the stanza. Look, love is transformed into pain. How? See, Allama Busairi rahimullah is saying, sleep was, it was satisfying. It was beautiful. But let me say this to you. That satisfaction of that sleep is gone. And this pain is, this love is here of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his love is so deep, intense, he wants to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there you say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ زَمَانٌ. A time is going to come upon one of you that you want to see me. He would want to see me more than the likes of his family and his children and his wealth. He's given wealth, children. He was a total pauper. Now he's given all of this here. But now that doesn't give that satisfaction. I want to see my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.